Invite you to take your Bible now and turn to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 12. We're into the last chapter here. And we are going to finish this up tonight, Lord willing. We are in the middle of one of Daniel's longest visions here. It starts in chapter 10. And runs all the way through the end of chapter 12. And we have seen how that Daniel was made aware of a great spiritual conflict that was behind the scenes of the world's political struggles. That was revealed to Daniel in chapter 10. We saw how that Daniel had these angels that came to him, and he had an overwhelming experience there, and the angel explained to him the delay in coming to help him understand the things he needed to know, and that was that the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood him. And that's an expression that refers to a bad angel that was behind the kingdom of Persia. And we also read about Michael, the archangel, coming to help and help this angel get through and help him come to Daniel here and explain the vision. So Daniel was made aware of that, and we are made aware of that great conflict that is real among the nations of the world. Satan's forces influencing even on a national level the leaders of the nations of the world. And at the same time, the angels having an influence for good as well. We read about Michael and this other angel who stood by Darius to comfort, confirm, and strengthen him. And so Daniel was made aware of that. Then last time, we were in chapter 11, and we just kind of did an overview of chapter 11. And chapter 11 is filled with very detailed prophecies about conflict in the Middle East. And we saw how that began with the Persians, and God revealed the coming Persian kings, and then that went into the Greek king, Alexander the Great, and all of his successors. You remember, they go back and forth from the north and the south, and the land of Israel is in between, and the control of that Israel goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for a long time. And then comes the great Greek descendant, ruler there, Antiochus the Fourth, Epiphanes, and he is a great persecutor of the Jews. And there is a prophecy about him that's revealed to Daniel in chapter 11, and also back in chapter 8, he is discussed as well. And then that brought us up to the 70th week of Daniel, the tribulation period. And Daniel 11, 36 through 45, we read about a willful king, somebody who comes in the latter days, in the future time, somebody who does not correspond to anything in past history. And we read last week about the great movement against that willful king, the Antichrist, who sets up his control there in Israel, and the king of the north comes down against him, and the king of the south comes up against him, and he's crushed, it seems like. And then suddenly, he's back in power again, and that fits with what we read about in Revelation, that Antichrist receives a wound, a wound unto death, but then is resurrected by the power of Satan, and begins an intense period of persecution and control of the world. Is able to bring down fire from heaven. And by that power, it seems, he takes over the world. Who can stand against him? And that takes us here to chapter 12. And what we see here in chapter 12 is a description of what happens next after that time when the Antichrist, the willful king, really takes control of the world And in the middle of that tribulation period, he breaks his covenant that he has made with the Jews. He's been friendly with them up until this point. And that takes us here to Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. I'm going to read these 13 verses here in Daniel 12. "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then I said, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? He said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest, and stand in thy lot at the end of the days." So what we're reading about here is a description of a time in the future called the Great Tribulation. And it's the description of the time in the second half of that seven-year period here. This is what God is telling to Daniel here. And, you know, we've dealt with a lot of things that are a little bit hard to understand from our perspective. And, you know, we don't seem to be having anything to do with this. That we don't hope to be here at that time. We hope to be taken in the rapture before the time of the tribulation. And we're coming here to the end of our study here, the book of Daniel, and I'm praying about you know, where we should go next here on Sunday nights, another study. But you know, one thing I think it would be good for us to give some consideration to, perhaps, would be what we read in the New Testament about where the church is when we're coming up to this tribulation period. And so that may be good for us to consider for a little bit here before we move on to another book study. But here we are in Daniel chapter 12, and God is revealing to Daniel what's going on in this future time period. And we have a description of that time period, and I want to point out here tonight a couple characteristics of that time. But first of all, we see in verse 1 that it's going to be a time of trouble. It's going to be a time of trouble. It says there in verse 1, "At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time." So this time that God is teaching Daniel about is a time of great trouble. You know, the Jews have been some of the most persecuted people in the whole history of the world. If we were to go back and study the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, that Daniel is given information about, see how many people were killed, how many Jews were killed under him, thousands and thousands. We can look back through our history here, and we come up to the 1940s. And has anybody ever been to that Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C.? You remember how many Jews were killed at that particular time?
6 million?
Over 6 million. More than 6 million Jews killed between 1941 and 45. But what we're looking at here is a time of persecution even worse than that. Even greater than that. A time that hasn't been seen in the history of the world since there ever was a nation. It's going to be a time of trouble. But we see also that God is giving some encouragement here. And we see that it's also going to be a time of deliverance for God's people, the Jews. And that comes through angelic protection. It says there at the beginning of verse 1, "At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people." There we see again the fact that the people of Israel have a guardian angel, Michael, the archangel, standing up for these people and helping to give them protection. And in Revelation chapter 12, we read about the conflict that he has with Satan. And Satan's cast out of heaven and is fighting there with Michael. And even though there's going to be a time of terrible persecution for the Jews, even greater than there ever has been, God will protect them. And there in Revelation chapter 12, it says that they will be nourished in the wilderness for 1,260 days, that time, that second half of the tribulation period, taken to a place. And there's some speculation about where that place of protection might be. But it'll be a time of deliverance also. And then we have here in verses 2 and 3, or verse 2, another comfort of deliverance here. It says, "Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Here we have a prediction of the resurrection. And it says that many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. You know, sleep is a picture of death in the Bible. It's a picture of what happens to our bodies when we die. Of course, we know that our souls are not sleeping. Our souls are conscious. The moment that we die, we'll be conscious either of torment or of being in heaven with the Lord. Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, Paul says. But our bodies will be resurrected. It will be like they are sleeping because they will be awakened again. And here we have a description of that. And what this description is, you might call it an accordion. Has anybody ever played an accordion before? My dad's parents had an accordion that my grandmother used to play, and she gave that to me. I don't know what happened to it, but I used to have it and get it out, you know, and you kind of have to unfold it and play the keys at the same time. And, you know, you can fold it all up small and put it in the case, but when you get it out and play it, you have to unfold it. That's kind of like what's going on here. Because there are a couple different phases to bodily resurrection. In 1 Corinthians 15, we have Christ, the first fruits of the resurrection. Christ, the first one, he was killed there on the cross, but he rose again bodily from the grave. And then in 1 Thessalonians 4, we have the expectation that at the rapture, those that are dead in the Lord will be raised. And we look forward to that time. And then we have a description in Revelation chapter 20 that teaches us that the faithful there from the tribulation period will be raised before the millennium. And then we have after the millennial period, Revelation 20, verses 5 and 6 tells us that there will be the resurrection of everybody else. Even those that are not believers, they will still be resurrected. As Jesus said, some will be to heaven, and some will be to everlasting destruction. They'll be resurrected as well. But here we just have a summary of that. Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And for Daniel here, there's a comfort for those who may even be killed during that tribulation period. Some of the faithful who are killed, there will be a time of resurrection for them as well. And so we see that it's a time of trouble, it's a time of deliverance. And then in verses 3 and 4, I want to point out to you that it's a time of teaching. It's going to be a time of teaching. Look at verse 3. It says, "They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." And verse 4, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." You know, if you have a computer at home and you use it fairly frequently, one of the things that you are probably concerned about is saving your files. And, you know, I'm concerned about that. I want to make sure I preserve my files so I can have them for a long time. And, you know, maybe someday I'll be able to reuse these notes I've had made on Daniel. And so I hope to save them on my computer. And so, you know, I try to back it up. You can use the cloud, you know, use different things there on the internet to back up your files. And so God tells Daniel here to make sure he's backed up his files here in his notebook. And he's not using a laptop, but he says, "Shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end." You know, God wanted Daniel to preserve this prophecy here. And why is that? It's going to be needed in the future. It seems that in this particular time period, the time of the Great Tribulation, there's going to be a great interest in the book of Daniel. Many, it says, shall run to and fro, knowledge shall be increased. And some students of prophecy believe that that's a reference to the great effort to which people will go to get understanding of what's going on in that particular time period. And people going to and fro and increasing in the knowledge that they would have here from the book of Daniel even. And there will be teachers. Verse 3, I think, describes those. "The wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." You know, we could go to Revelation chapter 7, and there it tells us that there are 144,000 witnesses that are sealed by God. And have you ever heard of the Jehovah's Witnesses? That's not the Jehovah's Witnesses, all right, even though they think it might be. That's talking about faithful, believing Jews that are used by God to witness at that particular time in the period of the tribulation. And we read about them, we read about the great influence that they have in the world. And perhaps here we have a description of their work and the rewards that they are earning there as they turn many to righteousness. Of course, that has an application today as well, the rewards for teaching and for faithfully serving the Lord and trying to influence people for Christ. So it's going to be a time of teaching. People being eager to understand what's going on. And then we come on down here to verse 5, and we have here a question and answer session here. It's a Q&A that is angelic. Verse 5, "Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, which he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half. And when he shall accomplish to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And so we have a question and answer session that Daniel is a witness to, seems between these two angels. They ask some more information about what's going on. But I want you to notice what it says there at the end of verse 7, when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. So we see here that it's a time of trouble, it's a time of deliverance, time of teaching, but we also see from this chapter that the Great Tribulation is, is a time of testing. It's a time of testing. God is dealing with the holy people, Israel. For many, many years, God's people Israel have rejected him. And in the Great Tribulation period, there will be a time of testing of those Jews. And they will be persecuted. They will be driven back to the Messiah. And God is going to deal with them at that time. He will accomplish to scatter the power of the holy people. God is using the Antichrist to do that. We've read about here in the book of Daniel. And all that he does, we know from Revelation, there's also a false prophet that he has to go along with him. And that false prophet sets up an image in the temple and causes everybody to worship that. But God is using that great abomination of desolation there in the temple and the persecution, the enforced worship of the Antichrist. God's using that to refine the Jews, to purify them, and to cause them to turn back. And then in verse 10, we see the effect there. Many shall be purified, made white, and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And so we see that there's a similarity to even our own day in that between today and in the Great Tribulation. Those that have spiritual insight, those that are believing, will have understanding. And there will be blindness on the wicked that will prevent them from understanding what is going on and from understanding the need to turn to Jesus Christ. But it's a time of testing. God is working in his people there. We know from the scriptures that it's called the time of Jacob's trouble, God working there with Israel specifically. And then finally, another characteristic, this will be the last one. It is also a limited time. And, I think we see that in every single chapter of the book of Daniel, that God has a timeline for the world. And things are not going to go on and on and on here as they always have been. There's a definite timeline. And we see that described for us here a couple different ways. Back up in verse 7. We see the timeline as a time, times, and a half. That particularly is a reference to the second half of the tribulation period, the 3.5-year period. And God has things on a timeline there. It's going to end after that particular time. And then we see another time period given here at the end of verse 11. From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. And then we have another figure that's given here. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. Now you say, oh, that's a lot of numbers here. But, if we were to do a study here on the length of time given in the Bible for this tribulation period, especially the second half of the tribulation period, after that abomination of desolation is set up, that's referred to here in verse 11. There are other descriptions of that, the length of that period of time. Revelation chapter 11, we're told that it is 1,260 days. If we compare that number to what we're told here, maybe some of the math people here can figure that up, but I have to go by my notes here. But what we have is a gap of time. After the tribulation ends, after the 1,260 days, we look at the numbers that are given in verse 11. That actually adds on another 30 days. And then we look at the number that's given in verse 12, and that takes us up to 75 days after the tribulation period ends. And so what's going on in that gap of time? Here we have another time gap. There's a lot of speculation about what's going to go on there. Most likely, what's happening there is a preparation of the world for the millennial kingdom. We know that the next event is the establishment of God's rule and reign here on planet Earth. And, it seems there's a time of preparation for that, 75 days, perhaps for judging the nations, preparing the temple, setting up the government. And if you look at the commentaries, there's all kinds of different speculation about what that could be. And really, we don't know exactly. But it seems, anyway, that there's a time gap of 75 days after the tribulation ends. The Battle of Armageddon takes place, and then you have this period of time, perhaps to prepare the world for that millennial kingdom here on the earth. But that time of tribulation is limited. And what a comfort that would be, that will be, to the faithful Jews, the faithful ones who believe there in that particular time, that this is a limited time. They can go to the Bible and say, hey, this is going to end. This is not going to go on forever and ever. So the time of great tribulation. We see in the book of Daniel how God has his plan for the history and the future history of the world. God is in control. God has a plan for what's happening. And, certainly we see things that are leading up to that. We see how the nations of the world treat the Jews today even. It's not good. And, it's easy to see how things could turn rather quickly for them. But God has it in control, and he will do a work among his people. And we're thankful for what God has allowed us to learn here in this study. And I've learned quite a bit going through these passages, especially in chapter 7 through 12 here, as there's a lot of detail that's given, and many things that are hard to understand. But even Daniel had trouble, and Daniel wanted to know a little more. But God said, you have enough, and even some of this is for people that are coming in the future, and they're especially going to need to know what's going on. But we're thankful for what God has given to us and for the confidence that we can have in our God even at this present time. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you that you have given it to us. Lord, we pray that you would help us to continue to have understanding of your Word. We recognize that we need your Holy Spirit to open our eyes and to teach us. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to do that and prepare us for what you have in the future. We thank you that you have a plan and a timeline for what's going on. And so, Lord, we are trusting in you tonight to do your work even here in our own lives. We look forward to the time when you will come and we will hear that sound of the trumpet and either be resurrected bodily or meet you there in the air. We look forward to that time. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's take our hymnals and